Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
There we go.
I'm still alive. I'm still alive.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
They saved the season yesterday.
What's that?
They saved the season yesterday.
They did. They are still live. There is your first. That's Pearl Jam.
They're kind of similar.
Not really.
They have the same, like.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, but Eddie Vedder sort of. There were a lot of singers after him who sounded like him.
Yeah, it was the 90s sound.
I'm just trying to protect you from the Pearl Jam lunatics who are going to get very mad you say that Creed is the same as Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I mean, they are.
Pearl Jam is. Yeah, I understand. Creed's in like the Nickelback category, but you're also talking to a Nickelback fan.
Right, but Pearl Jam's not. That.
They think they're above Nickelback.
Pearl Jam's one of the greatest American rock bands of all time.
And I totally agree.
Yeah, all right.
But so is Creed.
So there. Okay. There is. There's your 430 90s, the first one to actually feature a song from the 90s.
So should this. We got to find our rhythm with 430 90s. You know,
yes.
We got to go back and forth. Sometimes we go 90s rock, 90s R&B.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
Hip hop. Yeah, there's a lot.
Mix
there.
It up.
I'm glad we're going 90s.
Keep surprising us. I didn't know that was coming today.
Well, he doesn't have my concern for you.
Interesting.
I don't think you have that deep a bag in the 90s.
Am I being challenged?
You're being challenged a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like Dombrowski saying that Price is no longer an elite player.
Yeah, I want you to. I know there are like 20 grunge songs you can pick from.
You're so full of it.
I think I'm
actually more a music head than you think. I think you're a little surprised by my music taste.
I don't think so, Jim.
Yeah, I got a lot of bags.
Yeah.
There's a bag.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. You're not a bigger music head than I give you credit for. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville is Thursday night. Ray Dinger will be there, sign the Eagles Encyclopedia, food, drinks there as well. That is Thursday night. The Twitter question is, which do you feel more today? Excited the Eagles are back or meh, it's just the Raiders? 56% say meh, it's just the Raiders.
How much?
56%.
Are we going to address the buzz situation?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you want to address it now or before or after? So, you know, sometimes when Buzz talks, you can't hear him. We can just hear him. And oftentimes we'll be talking to Buzz as we are coming back from break. At this point, we were debating whether the player that the Phillies just signed is Adolis Garcia or Adolis Garcia. Buzz was firm in his stance, and I, at one point, because we were just 4 seconds away from coming back on air, said, "Shut up, Buzz." And what did Buzz continue to do?
Talk.
He kept talking.
He can't stop.
After I told everybody heard me tell him to stop talking because I had to talk on the air, he pressed the button again and had to get something in there again.
He can't get out.
So I had to, and that's always been his problem.
Yeah.
How many kids is he going to end up with because of that problem?
That is
the one. So I told him to shut up. He didn't shut up. So I had to scream at him in front of everybody here at Chickies. Buzz, shut up.
It was a charming Buzz, shut up, though.
Was it?
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay.
I don't know if Buzz agrees. Buzz was also camping in West Virginia last week. Which I think is an interesting factoid. I didn't really picture him as an outdoorsman.
Real quick, Buzz, when you had to go number two, where'd you go?
We weren't actually camping. This is classic Jack getting like two facts and running with it.
What I do when I read articles, too.
Yeah, it was a yurt with full plumbing.
Ooh, I like a good yurt.
Oh, well, that's fraudulent, then.
Yeah, well, it's clamping.
Well, I never said it was camping. Jack said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was surprised you were outdoors. You don't seem like an outdoorsman.
No, not at all. You seem like you get bitten by bugs a lot, like you're one of those people.
Oh, I'm a huge bug,
like cover yourself in off, right?
Am I right? Not in December, fortunately, so that's why I went outdoors now.
Okay.
Just has mosquito bites all over
the place. Just all over. He comes back from it. His face is all.
Dude, the amount of poison ivy young Buzz has.
Oh, just tons of poison ivy. Even when he stays inside. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Buzz has the ESP disease. And he's got
Buzz has
work.
What?
ESP Say disease. Again?
Why?
ESPN. Well, he's got to get the last word in. He can't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Buzz and ESP, similar.
Yep.
I watched the game just for the reason I qualify.
Very good. Right. Thank you.
And, you know, I'm surprised when I get guys call up and go, oh, my great-grandfather had season tickets at when they used to play on a dirt field in Westchester, you know, to qualify their credentials. All right. I'm happy with what happened Sunday.
Okay.
I'm extremely happy. They cleaned a lot of stuff up. I'm not saying that Elliot was correct. I'm not vouching for what you said, Spike, that Elliot was maybe correct. But we're all football guys, right, Ike? Spike?
That's right.
And baseball guy? Fritz?
Yep, he's
we
okay.
Know.
Oh, I'm locked in, yeah.
Right, locked in. Who's cleaning up this year? Anyway, if they stay on schedule, if they don't get penalties, if they're not always backing up because of bad play calling and sacks, et cetera, it's a lot easier to get those 10 yards when 9 times out of 10 we're going to use fourth down if we're within, you know, a foot and a half, 2 feet. So they played clean, and that's why that offense looked so great yesterday. And we didn't pass the ball a lot. That's another reason why that offense looked great yesterday. And when he was forced to – or when Jalen threw off schedule, meaning nobody was waiting for him to pass on 3rd and 12, then he was much more efficient. So it looked great yesterday. Caveat, we played a team that would probably lose to the Indiana Hoosiers yesterday. All right? I mean, and maybe Corey's Ohio State team might be able to play and you know, cover a minus 10, but they'd probably lose if it was plus 10 Ohio State, they might still lose that game. But in the grand scheme of things, it looked great yesterday. I need the rest of the season to look like this. I know we have one real test, which is Buffalo.
Yep.
But if they carry this on, if the tackle's not lined up in the backfield, like we were getting these stupid non-motion penalties where they couldn't even line up right the last 2 or 3 weeks when we lost games. So, they cleaned a lot of stuff up, and it makes the offense a lot easier. So, and the defense doing what they did. They had a couple bad games. They went back on schedule. I hate to say what you guys said was that, you know, we love Jordan, but this defensive line looks good. 55 looked good up in the center, defensive tackle.
Yeah, how about that? BG was out there in the middle of that defense, and
thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you use all that speed to get around the edge. You can use your quickness inside.
Yes,
and he's quicker than most of those guards in there. So
I have to wonder if they're going into this game, and one of the reasons they were able to play so cleanly is knowing that the Raiders aren't good. Like we were talking about. Some of the false start penalties happening because you're worried about beating your guy or trying to get an edge or those sorts of things. I wonder if a game like this settles them down because they know they're better than the other team. And you know, and they like that is one thing I think they can take from this game is what it feels like to have a penalty-free game, what those reps feel like, what they felt like in that moment, because the penalties – you don't find a ton of teams. I was going through it last week, or 2 weeks ago, after we talked about how many penalties they had, and I looked at the Rams. You don't find a ton of teams going out and winning the Super Bowl when they are one of the 5 most penalized teams in the NFL.
Right.
You can't do it.
Yeah, it's hard
you know,
to do.
It's really hard to do, especially when your offense is not so high-flying that you're making up for
and
all
those
things.
Overcoming all that stuff, yeah.
215-592-9494. So you have 10 shopping days, I think. 8 shopping days until Christmas.
8 Hanukkah, sounds right.
Hanukkah begins today. Look, if you're going to get your pets a gift, which in my home, the dogs get Christmas presents. You got to get to Dogs and Cats Rule. Look, they're going to see you opening up your presents, and they're going to wonder, where's my treats? Where's my toys? Well, Dogs and Cats Rule has all that stuff. They also have, you know, it's cold out. I had to put the coats on the dogs today when I took them out for a walk. They have coats, fashionable coats. They got sweaters. They got fleeces, whatever you need. And while you're there, make sure you're feeding your dog or your cat the right stuff. Dogs and Cats Rule has all the best stuff, but not only that. Because of the lead dog, George Perenni, and the staff he puts in all seven locations, they are there to help you make the right choice. Patient, informed, the best staff you're going to find anywhere. As I mentioned, seven locations, two in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, five in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Blue Bell. Dogsandcatsrule.bet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. Rob in Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Rob?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Rob?
What up, Rob?
Yo, what's up, guys? I want to end with a Phil's point, ripping the signing a little bit, but I'll start out with the birds, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Listen, here's about, realistically, 10 to 12 teams that can win it this year. And that's why I feel good about the Eagles, because look how quickly things change. Kansas City went from going for a three-peat to us kicking their rear ends in the Super Bowl. Now, all of a sudden, they don't make the playoffs. Their franchise quarterback blows out his knee, and I'm telling you right now, they will not win another Super Bowl. They had a tremendous run, but their run is over. But that just shows you how quickly things can change. You know what I mean? How quickly things can change. And that's why I don't want us to waste this opportunity. I thought we went through a big, rough stretch. But you know what? There's no reason we get in that dance, Ike, Mike, and Jack, that we can't do it again.
That's right.
You know? Because you know how quickly, like I just said, things can change. How quickly things can change, you know?
Listen, I saw the Giants with two. I don't know if both those teams were 9-7. I know the first team was 9-7 going in.
With Eli,
they got hot in the playoffs and won two Super Bowls. Yeah.
Right.
You can do it.
Got in a dance, took advantage of the opportunity. And listen, if we can get back again and go back to 4-8 years or whatever it is, 4-9, whatever it is.
4-9, man. Break, yeah.
Yeah, listen, jump on it. And listen, I'm going to go down with the ship. Right? I'm going to think we're going to win the Super Bowl until somebody steps on our neck or until somebody eliminates us. So that's how I feel. You know, born and raised in Southwest Philly, now Delco boys, you know, I'm just going to ride and die with them until either somebody eliminates us or we're still playing, you know. So that's how I feel. And listen, I got a message for Dumbo Dombrowski, okay?
Oh,
you know who we got? We went from a guy in right field who likes to have his shirt unbuttoned. Now we got another guy who likes to have his shirt unbuttoned. That's all we did. Don't we have enough guys that strike out and can't hit their weight? I don't think this guy can bat his weight. So it's just another Max Kepler on steroids, because the guy's bulky. The guy's big. But that's all he is. I'm not impressed at all with this signing. And that's why
Wait till you see him play right field.
that's great. You know, how many times are you going to throw out a player on the base pass compared to getting in their bat, you know, with guys in scoring position, Jack? You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah.
I just think, Rob.
You know what I mean? We're going to go through the whole season and we're going to strike out again. You know?
Yeah, but it gives you a shot to hit a big home run.
Well, Rob, here's
a right-handed bat.
Now he's a right-handed bat.
My take on the Garcia signing is they better have something else in their in their back pocket.
Batting sixth is fine. Batting fourth is an issue.
I just cannot convince myself they're going to win a World Series with an outfield of Garcia, Marsh, and Crawford.
Is now, Bader enough?
It feels better.
It feels better. I agree.
It feels better.
And then you flip Marsh for something?
Yes. It feels better.
But, man, so they're going to sign. They signed Garcia. They're going to sign JT whenever he says yes.
Says, what is he waiting on?
I don't know what he's waiting on. I think he's going to be back this week. JT will be back this week.
What is he waiting on?
But it's going to go 35-year-old catcher, 33-year-old first baseman, Stott, 32-year-old Trey.
Yep.
Adelise.
Is 32.
Yep. If they re-sign Bader.
He's 32.
32.
Yeah.
Crawford, Kemp, Painter in the rotation. And then Schwarber, 33. It's pretty old.
It is.
Yeah.
It's pretty old. Hey, a lot of experience though. Is it gonna bring a tear to your eye seeing a number 53 playing right field for the Phillies again?
Who was the last 53?
Bobby Abreu.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, how's that for a deep cut?
Oh, jeez.
He'll run to the wall though.
Garcia will.
Yeah.
They better have something stashed away.
Did you like
there
that?
Better be a rabbit out of the hat. There better be a Bregman or a.
You want to get pregnant?
I'm fine with Bregnant, you say?
Yeah.
You are.
So what's the podcast that Rube and Jim Salisbury and
the Philly,
the Philly show.
Todd Zalecki are
second,
on?
The second best Phillies podcast.
Yeah. I didn't mean to, no slight towards you or anything.
We're just fans, though.
Well, I didn't see their podcast in the top 10 podcasts in the country.
Well, that was just voted by one person.
Yeah, it was
just high hopes.
It was just one guy.
You don't need facts.
Legitimately one guy. Thank you.
The point I was making
is
that Rube brought up the idea that the Phillies are going to make a move or two. They have to. My question is, because he brought this up as part of his equation, is are they making a move just to make a move, or are you making a significant move? Is there an upgrade?
Because if you go from Castellanos to Garcia, it's kind of just
– You got a better defender, but you got the same hitter.
Sure. Yes.
By the way, you're spending $30 million on right field next year.
Yes.
Yeah, because 20 on the guy who's not there.
Not there.
And 10 on
him. And we'll see how much gets eaten or they'd have to release him.
Yeah.
But, yes. It's tough.
Could you give up Stott and Bohm?
Depends what you're putting back in there, though.
Who will go to second?
Well,
you'd rather have Kemp as second or third?
A third.
You ran that in third. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a shorter throw.
Honestly, I
like range.
Honestly, him playing the infield is.
He was playing with a busted up kneecap last year.
He's not an infielder.
Well, he's not an trade
infielder.
He is.
He's not an infielder. I got to keep you honest, Fritz.
And we want to put him in third?
With the healthy kneecap? Yeah.
Is he throwing with his kneecaps?
It wasn't the throws that were all the issue last year. He couldn't bend. He had no bend. Sosa. By the way, Sosa and Garcia very close. So that's
okay.
Good.
Great.
Yeah.
How's it make
we all love Edmundo Sosa.
He's not playing every day.
He's not an everyday player.
Yes.
It's like me.
They need.
You start Ike Reese 16 games. Everybody be like, man, get his ass out of here.
But two fan favorites.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. If there's a sub role in there, and I can have a sub package, you get the best of Ike Reese.
I'm getting pissed off at the Phillies now.
Exactly.
They better have another move.
Wait till Bohm's batting fourth.
They better have another move.
Bohm's not going to be on the team.
You said that last year.
What do you want to bet?
You said it last year.
What do you want to bet?
Well, because here's the thing. They're not going to trade for someone that's better than Bohm.
Probably not.
Right.
Because they view it more as a stopgap for eight.
They just don't want to pay his $9 million.
It might be up to 11 this year.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll give a guy in right field 10 for what?
Right. Well, remember, they have a kink for giving old outfielders who aren't good anymore $10 million. Whit Merrifield got 8. Max Kepler got 10. You know, with inflation or whatever, our useless outfielder next year is going to make $12 million.
We're getting close to Trout territory.
Yeah.
We keep going down. We keep going down this path.
The
center fielder he's trying to sell everyone on last week.
Which?
Hits 220 as well.
Who?
The fast little guy from Houston who has no arm.
Jake Myers?
Yes.
At 292 last year.
Yes. And what about the year before that and the year before that?
He's a little slappy.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not, first off, not trying to sell you.
You were trying to sell me.
Trying to show you the positives.
Okay.
Or even trying to convince yourself.
Yeah.
No one better. I've been watching Garcia's at bats so far today.
Yeah.
Full game context.
Look good.
He works in 3-2 counts.
Oh, okay. So did Casty if you watch enough games.
I don't know. I haven't seen a ball that he's swung in the dirt yet.
You know, I just know that Casty got the two biggest hits in the playoffs last year.
Well, JT got one of them.
Okay. One of the then Casty got two of the three.
Oh, so no Schwarber home runs count for your narrative?
Yeah, we don't win game three without that.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, yeah.
They won, what was the final score of that
8-0
game?
8-0.
Well, yeah. Hold on, he hit the first home run.
Yeah.
He hit the first
He's a front runner.
No.
Casty. Well,
Bryce got his. Did Bryce get one in that night?
Bryce opposite field double after the Schwarber home run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had the most fraudulent playoffs of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
shut
all right.
Spike.
All right, Jack, top 5 of 5 is coming
whatever. We're going to give game balls.
We're giving game balls out, baby.
Yeah, is everyone huddled around?
I know who's the number one guy.
Yeah, is he? Is he? I got a surprise game ball for everyone.
Really?
Coming very high on my list.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I think I know who it is.
All right.
I'm going to write it down.
All right.
Okay.
Like Jeopardy?
Yes, like Final Jeopardy? Yeah. Yes. All right, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.